The following program is sponsored by James Freed.
880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, the light is on, and we're ready to rock and roll. We've got a super-duper show for you. We've got Bruce Turkel. He's the CEO and EDC of Turkel Brands. We're going to talk about his book, All About Them. We're going to get some tips from Bruce about how to manage your personal brand. And then in the second half of the show, we've got Steve Letera. He's the managing director of Myers Research in Phoenix. He's brought to us by IMN. Steve is going to be speaking at the upcoming IMN event. We'll talk a little bit more about that in the second half of the show. So, Wanda, take it away. Let's rock the world. Out. Wanda, look for Wanda. Wanda's going to use my Motown. Wanda, when are you going to start the Motown stuff?
We'll keep you posted.
Hey, Jim, I figured out what I wanted to show you, so come on in here and let me show you what I got for you. But right now, I'm going to talk to everybody about my friends and your friends, the folks of Warren Henry Automotive. That's right, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant. You can call for anything anytime for 4 years, so join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.espressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hey, everybody. If you need a mortgage, give me a call at 305-773-6300. If you think you've got a special situation, that's what I specialize in. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Hey, if you need a commercial mortgage, I can help you with that. We've got private lenders that'll close real fast on, let's say you're a realtor and you want to buy a new home and for an investment. We can help you with that. Maybe you own a whole bunch of land or properties free and clear. We can help you with that. We'll give you some leverage on that. Maybe you're a realtor and you want to buy a condo. It's an investment. We can help you with that. Maybe you're a condo buyer and you're from out of the country. Maybe you're from overseas, Russia, Latin America, Europe. We can help you with that. So give us a call at 305-773-6300. And here's a plug for Bruce. If you call us, it's all about you.
Hey there, are you a Beatle fan? I'm Joe Johnson, and I sure am. Join me Sunday afternoon at 2 for Beatle Brunch, right here in the station where money talks and Beatles brunch. 880 The Biz.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, Wanda's helping me out. She's going to fix the Facebook audio. Wanda, I think it's because they didn't have the power on. I'm still getting the hang of all this. Can you hear it over there now?
I don't know. I can only do
so. I know, you can only do so much, but you're an absolute pro. And then there's me, and then there's Bruce. Bruce Turkel. Bruce is the CEO and the executive creative director at Turkel Brands. Bruce is usually here in the studio with us, but Bruce is playing injured today. So thanks for playing injured, Bruce. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks so much. Good to be here, even though just on the phone.
Yeah, no, it's no problem. You may be on the phone, but we can feel your vibe all the way into here, and you don't get to see me running around in a panic mode trying to get all the technology. You know, I keep upgrading the technology, and it keeps, you know, we have to keep learning. What are you going to do? You know, if you don't stop moving, you don't stop learning, well, you don't get anywhere, I don't think. So, Bruce, how you doing, man? I'm sorry you're under the weather. That's what you get for traveling with all those speeches that you do.
Well, yeah, I think that has something to do with it. The good news is I think I'm on the good end of it. I feel a whole lot better than I did when I reached out to you yesterday, letting you know that I was under the weather. So maybe by tomorrow I'll be back in the land of the living. I just don't want to get anyone else sick.
No, I really appreciate that. I've been sick for like 6 weeks. I've been going around doing the elbow bump, trying to not give it out to anybody else. And I think you can still hear a little bit of it in my voice, but I am getting a little better. And I want to thank my wife for helping me out with all the chicken soup and all the good stuff that helps people get better. But Bruce, let's talk a little bit about, we're going to talk personal branding. This week you blogged about how people's behaviors and different things can impact their brand, and sometimes it just doesn't work all that great. I know that just today I was at an event, and it was in a raw space in an office building. That means that the walls and everything hadn't been finished yet, and I noticed that some people were bumping into the walls and getting the dust all over them, and that just seemed to be impacting their brand a little bit. So what are some of the things that people do that impact their brand?
Well, it's interesting. Because I've been under the weather, I have not been as quick to respond to some of the different projects, to the folks involved in some of the different projects I have going on. And someone had to ask me twice for something that I was supposed to send them. It didn't take me very long to give them what they needed. The point was, because I wasn't feeling well, I just didn't do it. That reflects negatively on my brand. The point that I made in the blog post came from a book I read recently, a fabulous book by a guy named Dov Seidman. The book is called How, H-O-W, and his concept is how you do anything means everything. How you do anything means everything. And what happens from that is sometimes something we consider just a little action, like I was late to call somebody back, can make them think that I'm going to be late in everything I do, and therefore can damage my brand and, more importantly, damage the opportunity that I have to work with them.
You know, it's 100% right. I always try to keep my response time. I always tell people I'm going to respond to them within 24 business hours. And then, like you said, you get sick, you get caught up, you get behind. But you got to realize that that's the most important thing you're working on. And response time and building your image and building your brand is really one of the most important things. Keeping it consistent, I think, is getting the message out. I think that's important, too.
That's exactly right. And I had to write to a number of people and say to them, I'm sorry for the delay. I haven't been feeling well. But then I wrote, that's not a good excuse. I'm just looking for a little bit of sympathy here, so you'll let me off the hook this time. Because if I tried to add a little humor to it, because the truth is, the fact that I'm not feeling well really is not a decent reason for me not having responded. And I just don't want them to believe that this is the way I would usually respond to them. I want them to believe that I would be responsive. Why? Because it's all about them.
There you go. You finally hit the pitch over the plate out of the park on that. So, yeah, it's 100%. It's always all about them. You heard me. I took that to heart. I use it when I advertise my business now because it's not really about me. It is all about everybody else. And while I do the radio show and it's called Freed on Business, it's sort of more like a double entendre than it is anything else. I just like people to think about it a little more, kind of fill in the blank and ask what's going on. And now I'm starting to use... I'm starting to go to events and I'm bringing my branding materials with me and I'm finding that, you know I'm looking for it out from, you know, out way out in the crowd. I can tell my blue and orange sign and everything else. It really is really a terrific thing. It's a really good thing. You know, you're teaching me. I hope I'm a pretty good student for you, Bruce.
I think you're doing great. I notice the improvement's the wrong word. I notice the evolution every time we chat, every time I listen to what you're doing, every time I see how you market yourself. You've stopped talking about yourself, which, no insult intended, but that's what you used to do, and that's what we all do because that's what we're taught to do. But it's counterintuitive. The way this works is to stop talking about yourself and start talking about the people you want to do business with.
I recently was cleaning out my computer. I guess it's something we should all do from time to time. And I opened up iTunes and up came an episode from 2012. From what is that now? 5 years ago? Oh my gosh. And it was incredible. I was sitting there, I was reading like the newspaper, commenting on the news, giving my opinion. And, you know, now I realize that what I do is I bring information that people want that helps to improve their everyday lives, hopefully the same day. And it really is something that I think is a much better product.
Well, the sad commentary, but the true commentary is that people really care first and foremost about themselves. And as we want to build our businesses and build our brands and want to benefit from all the things that our brands can do for us, the way to do it is to focus our brands on the people we want to do business with, because then they will pay attention to us.
It's really important to do that. I've just realized, shoot, I'm going to say it. I was at an event today. We co-branded the event with BizNow, and when I was introduced, I was in the back talking to somebody about business at the table, and I heard the guy say, and we're also sponsored by Freedom Business, and everybody here knows Jim, and half the place turned around, and I think I'm being effective.
Wow.
It really made me feel terrific.
Well, good for you. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, it's really, and I don't want to talk about me. I'm using it as an example. It's about going to the event, creating a brand that's, I guess I've gotten it down to one, to the first. I don't want to say I'm Kobe now. That would be a little ridiculous. But I think I'm able to start saying that, you know, Jim, the guy from real estate, and he can help you with whatever is something that's special. I'm hoping that I'm starting to get that word out.
Well, remember what we've said so many times when we talk about building brands. We used to say you are what you eat. We now say you are what you consume. The products and services that we as consumers consume is how we tell the world who we are. So you have now developed your niche in your industry. You've also developed a niche as a celebrity, a local celebrity, because of your radio show. So when your name is announced, the people in the audience are thinking a couple things. Number one, they're thinking, oh, that's the guy who does the loans, the real estate loans. Yeah, I should talk to him about something. Or they're thinking, oh, that's the guy on the radio show. I'd love to get on the radio show. Or I listen to that radio show. But they're not thinking about it. Oh, that's the guy who, by itself, they're thinking about it, how it relates to them. And that's what you've been so good at doing, changing the focus of who you are from a guy who talks on the radio and makes real estate loans to a guy who makes their lives better because you talk on the radio and make real estate loans.
A guy came up to me today. He goes, Jim, I really would like to get an event going with you. I liked what you're doing. I go, well, what do you do? What kind of a budget do you have? He goes, well, really, I don't have a big budget. I said, well, then we have to find a place where that place is going to benefit from you being there. And I go up to the individual that's got the event space, and I go, listen, I've got this guy. He's got a bunch of non-traditional people for your space. I think it will be great to expose your space to these non-traditional users. What do you think? And I swear to God, I thought the guy was going to explode. He loved it, because when I walked up to him, it wasn't about me. It wasn't about the guy who wanted to have the event. It was about the two of us bringing him non-traditional clients that his marketing channels just do not reach. And I just said, oh my gosh. And I thought of you immediately, of course.
You added value to the transaction. The transaction was better for both of them because you were there. The other way to put it is you made it all about them.
Yeah. And the other thing is that I like to be a catalyst, but to be a catalyst, you have to have good ingredients. So I'm really important to surround myself with quality information providers. I've got you. Last week we had Andrew Morton on who teaches at UM about philanthropy for movie stars and for sports stars. He also does it up in Washington, D.C. So, you know, I'm trying to bring people that'll be interesting, but also that'll provide people with some good positive energy and help them do some really interesting things. Hey, listen, I know you're not feeling well. Can you hang out and do another segment with me? Wanda's having a lot of fun out there. I think she's going to play a good song for you.
Just makes me happy knowing Wanda's on the line. Of course, I'll be right here.
All right, thanks, Bruce. Keep feeling better. Get some of that chicken soup and orange juice. Wanda, rock the world, babe. John Cougar, or is it John Cougar Mellencamp? Hey, there's a good question for Bruce. When we come back, John Cougar managing his brand and everything else. He did all that Farm Aid stuff. Hey, listen, everybody, if you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always the best at Warren Henry Wanda.
Don't let friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.espressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
Hey, everybody, rates are going up. That's right. The Federal Reserve has increased rates again. And what does that mean? It's time for you to get off the sidelines and get some financing on your home or your commercial property. And if you need some of that, give me a call at 305-773-6300. What are you going to do when a traditional bank says no? If your loan doesn't fit into the standard box, maybe you call it a special situation. You give me a call at 305-773-6300. We do bridge loans. We'll get you from here to there. We'll help you improve your credit, and then you can go out and get a standardized loan. Or we'll get you that bank loan right away if you give me a call at 305-773-6300. It's not getting any easier to get your loan, but I can help walk you through the process. Maybe you're a realtor or somebody from overseas and you've got to get a loan, but you don't know where to turn. We will finance a person that is not a U.S. resident. Maybe you're from Canada. Maybe you've got a client from Canada, South America, Asia, Russia. We're asset-based lenders. That means we take a look at the real estate, and then we value it, and then we'll give you a loan based on that valuation. And we can usually get that done in just a few days. So if you're in a hurry or you've got what I call that special situation, give me a call at 305-773-6300. And here's the tribute to Bruce, because when you call me, it's all about you.
It happens only once every 4 years. Baseball's global superstars, representing their home countries. 16 teams from around the world. Canada and the United States. It's not just their team, it's their country. And now, the World Baseball Classic comes to Miami. Marlins Park, March 9th through the 13th. For tickets and information, visit marlins.com/WBC.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, baseball fans, you realize that the World Baseball Classic was last weekend. It was great. I can't wait for the Marlins to be coming up this season. I can't wait to go. I know that Ibrahim back there and I are going to go to some ball games. You can come, of course, Wanda. We went last year. I still have my funny hat.
I know.
It's awesome. We had some great pictures and some great fun. So listen, make sure you go to Marlins.com and start getting your tickets. I believe the season opener is the second week in April. I know who's going to be there sitting next to me. It's Larry Zinn. Hey, Wanda, we got Bruce Bear. Bruce, are you still there?
I am right here, Jim.
Thanks. Keep hydrating, man. We need you to make it all the way through this next segment. Now, Bruce is on. He's playing injured, so we appreciate that. Bruce, you'll send me a text on when your schedule is and travels will allow you to come in studio, and we'll make special arrangements to get you in here because your information is terrific. Every single person that I know needs to manage their personal brand because there's another concept in your book that I always refer to. We could talk about that if you like. I really would. And that's that everybody at the table or getting the interview or getting asked to present a proposal, well, you're qualified already. And Bruce, it comes down to their branding and their relationships. The ball is pitched right over the plate. Would you please hit it out of the park for me?
Absolutely. Thank you for that. You see, what happened in the last few years is the world changed drastically. With the internet, people have access to as much information as they want. In the old days, if you went to make a pitch, if you went to try to get some business, you had to tell people how great you were, because if you didn't, there was no other way they could find out. But today, when you show up to make that pitch, when you're ready to make that sale, they know everything they want to know about you before they set foot in your office, in the presentation, in your store, in your dealership, wherever it is that you're meeting with them. I say they know everything they want to know because some people want every single bit of information they can digest, and other people don't want any of it. But it's up to them, because nowadays most people carry these magical pieces of glass and silicon called smartphones, or they have a computer on the internet, or they have a tablet, and they can do all that research. So if you only talk about how great you are, you're telling them what they've already read. And what you're doing is not only wasting your time, but you're boring your consumer.
They're already going, I already know that. They go, I know that. Tell me something I don't know. That's
exactly.
A lot of people say
If I didn't know that, you wouldn't be here. If I wasn't interested in that car, I wouldn't be in the dealership. If I wasn't interested in eating that food, I wouldn't be in your restaurant. If I wasn't interested in maybe having you serve me as my accountant or my attorney or my doctor, I wouldn't be in your office.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Bruce.
Go ahead.
Okay, so another part of my brand is that I'm transparent. And I had a call the other day. I'm just using it as an example, and then you can build on this. And somebody called me, and they knew all about me. They said they had found me on LinkedIn. They had searched with some of the keywords that I used. And I'm going, oh, my gosh, all that social media is really directing people to me. And then the guy starts talking to me on the phone, asking me how I would handle a transaction. And I was just straight on honest with him. And he found that to be refreshing because I wasn't selling.
Well, remember that if you were selling, again, you were telling him what he already knew, which is you wanted his business. But instead, you were providing him with your unique, authentic truth, what it is you know, how you would work. You're giving him real ideas. You're making a difference in his life.
Yeah, and he called back today. I don't want to say I was amazed. I was actually thrilled. But it just reinforces that if you are your authentic self, you're going to have a better chance of building a relationship, because I know very few people in today's world that want to deal with a phony. Today, you can unmask a phony really quickly.
Immediately. It used to be someone told you where they went to school, what they did, what they worked on. You really didn't have very much way of finding out if it was true or not. Today, you can know in their reception area on your phone. So why even try that? Instead, why don't you build a brand about authenticity? Because look at something else. Because people have access to so much information, they also have just as much just as much access to service providers, meaning they can get what you do lots of places. Can they get it done as well as you do it, as cleanly, as intelligently? No, of course not, but they don't know that. The point is they can get it anywhere. The one thing they can't get from someone else is you.
Yeah.
And take your authentic truth, sing your song, and that's what the world will notice.
You know, and again, I've seen some people out there that have really had a hard time getting into this new economy. And I asked them, you know, how many people under 40 have you talked to recently? Because it's really important to get the views of other people and to get these. I never use the term. I'll just say the people under 40 because I don't use the M word. And, you know, what I found is that it's very important to start meeting these new people and getting the new ideas.
Needless to say, if you're sticking with one age group, your own age group, say you're under 40, and you're not talking to people who are over 40, you're getting one viewpoint. But now, again, the world has access to so many viewpoints, and you have to make it part of who you are and what you do.
It's really important, and I really think that that I've learned a bunch of your lessons from reading your books. They've been absolutely terrific. Let's talk for a couple of minutes about the book, All About You. What is, you know, it's obviously the theme is all about you, but you've got a couple of vignettes in there that are really powerful. I'd like you to go through at least one of them because we've got about 2 or 3 minutes, and that's good for at least one or two.
Okay, well, first let me say that the book is titled All About Them. So when you go to look it up at the bookstore, don't ask for All About You because you'll get something else. Ask for All About Them. That's the book I wrote.
sorry about that, Bruce. I got, you know, what can I tell you? I started doing my ad there. Sorry.
So I talk about lots of different concepts, but I show people how to change their brand message from one of what are called RTBs to one that's all about them. RTBs are quite simply reasons to believe. RTBs are all the reasons you're good at what you do. Your school education, your experience, the number of trucks your company has, se habla español, whatever it is you offer. And most of us lead with those things. You should hire me because I have this, I have that, I have the other thing. What I suggest is that you use those as the secondary push. You start by talking about your consumer. You should hire me because I will make your life better because. And then you show them how what you do improves who they are. And then when they say, how can you do that? Then you give them the RTB. Then you tell them, because I went to school here, because I have this experience, because we have these resources, whatever it is. Don't lead with the functional reasons they should hire you. Lead with the emotional reasons why hiring you will improve their lives. And then prove it with the RTBs.
You know, I always try to transition from one segment into the ads by saying stick with us, or actually I don't want to say stick with us, but I want to say more things that will help you improve your life today or real soon will be coming up. So make sure, and then I just go, Wanda, play the music, because I don't want people to leave, but I also want them to know that we're going to have great information that's going to help better their lives. And that right there baseline isn't about me.
The whole reason for them to stay on the air is because their lives will improve. Obviously, you're entertaining and your energy is contagious. So just being in your space, just feeling and feeding off of your energy is enough. But if they also realize that they're going to benefit from it, that when they stop listening, when the show is over, they have true actionable things they can work with, that's really what you're giving them. I always say when I speak, and I think you do the same on your show, my mantra is 3 words. I want to be useful, enjoyable, and valuable. Useful, I want to give you something you can use for the time I spend with you. Enjoyable, I don't want to be dull and boring. I want you to have fun. I want you to enjoy yourself. And then valuable, days, weeks, months, years later, I want you to be able to say, wow, I used some of what Bruce said, or I used some of what I heard on Jim's show, and it really made things better. Useful, enjoyable, valuable.
Boy, Bruce, that's why we keep having you back. Please feel better. I wrote that down, useful, enjoyable, valuable. Every time I talk to you, I take something away. It always makes my life better. I hope that I'm able to do that for the folks that are listening. I really think I do. I know that they enjoy your stuff. So, Bruce, if people want to get more information about you, and again, the name of your book that I butchered 3 times so far, please throw that out there on your own there.
The name of my book is All About Them. It's available on Amazon. It's available here in town at Books and Books. You can pick it up wherever you like to buy your books. And to get in touch with me, my website is simply my name, BruceTurkell.com. Turkell is T-U-R-K-E-L, one L, BruceTurkell.com. You can reach me there. You can see my stuff. And the book is all about them.
Hey, Bruce, I want to thank you so much for helping make our listeners having some valuable information that's useful, enjoyable, and valuable, throwing that right back at you. Bruce Turkell, one of my favorite guests, one of my good friends, and, hey, quite a fine artist and musician, I will say.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Jim. And Wanda, thank you so much for everything you do to make this show so wonderful.
Thank you.
All right, Bruce. Hey, Bruce, feel better, get some chicken soup, and we'll see you real soon. Let me know when you can come back on the show, and we'll start advertising that. We've got some great information coming up that you can take action with. We're going to talk about the national and local real estate market trends. We've got our friends here at IMN have brought us Steve Laterra. He's the managing director for Myers Research. We'll talk about what he thinks about the market. Stick with us. Wanda, play some great traveling music. Hey, everybody, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. And oh, by the way, I had a problem on the road today. I drove right in. They took good care of me because I'm a member of the Warren Henry family. You need to join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Let friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.espressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
Hey, everybody, maybe you need a loan. Interest rates are going up. You're wondering, what should I do? Give me a call, Jim Fried, at 305-773-6300. Maybe you've already got a loan and you're going to wonder, well, maybe I could do better. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. I'll tell you if I can beat it, or I'll tell you if you should take the loan that you've already got in hands. Hey, you know, we're one of the oldest and private lenders here in South Florida, and we'll do loans from $150,000 to $15 million. You can give me a call at 305-773-6300. We'll give you money to buy something. We'll give you a cash out refi. That's right. We'll help you pull cash out today to take advantage of an opportunity that you see. Maybe you want to expand your business. Maybe you want to buy another property. If you give me a call at 305-773-6300, we'll help you get your money as soon as possible, and we're competitive. Maybe you're a realtor and you've got clients from overseas. Maybe you need somebody that wants to buy an office condo. That's right. We'll finance an office condo. We'll finance a hotel condo unit. And we'll help you finance your condo unit. If you're a foreign national, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
880 The Biz. Time Saver Traffic.
A recently cleared crash in Miami-Dade on the Dolphin eastbound at 87th Avenue, still causing delays from 107th Avenue. And a recently cleared broken down car on the Dolphin westbound before 37th Avenue, still causing slow traffic from I-95. And expect delays on the MacArthur Causeway eastbound between 395 and Alton Road. And a recently cleared broken down car in Broward County on the Turnpike northbound before Atlantic Boulevard, still causing delays from Commercial. This report is brought to you by the Foundation for a Better Life. I'm Martha Lopez, and that's your South Florida traffic.
880 The Biz, where money talks. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
You know, whenever we play that traffic, I'm reminded of the George Carlin bit, which talks about the two types of people that are on the road. Besides you, there's the person that's lost, or maybe they're going a little slow, and there's a term for them. We don't need to say it, but
Miami.
they're you know.
They're,
and then
just
there's the
people in Miami.
Yeah, and then there's the people that go flying by you, and they're just the maniacs. So hey, we've got somebody who's a thought leader in the real estate industry. We want to thank our folks at IMN for bringing Steve Laterra. He's the managing director of Myers Research up in Phoenix. He spent much of his career as a real estate analyst and as an investor. He's also involved in a bunch of extracurricular activities, including the National Kidney Foundation of Arizona. So we're going to talk to him about that. But let's first find out what Steve's got on his mind. Steve, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks, Jim. It's certainly a pleasure to be part of it.
Hey, we really enjoy having you, too. Now, before we get started, I want to remind everybody that they can meet you. And, hey, I'll be there, too, at the IMN conference. And that's coming up in just a couple of weeks. So, Steve, now tell us a little bit about what you guys are seeing in the marketplace.
Well, you know, it's interesting because the market is defined by a lot of different things. But this particular time in our industry is actually perhaps one of the most interesting times I've experienced in the last 30 years as an observer of the market. And there's a lot of reasons for that. But, you know, realistically, what we're looking at is a pretty healthy housing market throughout the country. And in most areas, it's defined as such. Some areas are pockets of concern for a number of reasons. But what's interesting is we all have to operate within an environment that's defined by politics, capital flows, and a lot of other things that we really have no control over. And yet, despite all the challenges we're facing, we're doing pretty good right now. And that hasn't been the case for about the last 7 or 8 years, maybe as long as 10 in some markets. But now we're starting to look and feel a little bit better. This has been a really, really strong beginning selling season of this 2017. And we're looking forward to the balance of the year being pretty good as well. A lot of reasons for that, of course.
So you're seeing the market being strong or a little slower than history? I mean, there's been a lot of pent-up demand. I mean, what are the reasons behind all of that?
Yeah, great question. And, you know, we're watching a number of things that would kind of help us define what that is. And your first question was about how do we look in relation to our historical potential. And right now we're coming back as a country. We're still operating way below our potential, way below what the peak was. You know, we were doing 1.1, 1.2 new home sales in the peak of the market. We're now at about 560,000. So that was our 2016 total. That is, you know, if you're doing the math, that's half of the total. And so we could do much better, but we're trending upwards. And we were quite a bit lower for several years. So what we've been looking at is really three or four different things. We've been looking at the political climate, although that's a big hot potato. We're not really sure what to make of it. We're looking at consumer behaviors, affordability, and mortgage rates. Those are the three or four things we think are going to help define 2017 as a housing market. And we can certainly dive into each of those if you'd like. But it's nonetheless a very interesting times. Somebody once said, live in interesting times. We're certainly living in them.
Well, you know, you talked a little bit about the mortgage industry, and I think that the mortgage industry and the underwriting and availability of capital in the mortgage industry drove us to that historic peak. And I don't think that missing that peak for that reason is all that bad. I think that as an American taxpayer, I don't want to go through that again. But, you know, a lot of people use I call it the M word. I don't talk about it a lot. I refer to the people that are under 40 a lot. You know, but, you know, for economic purposes, we'll talk about it. You know, the millennials have shifted to rental housing. We've got this real shared economy. I've got the guys at Warren Henry talking to me about how their new concepts and car sharing and ride sharing are going to work out. I was just at an event today where they had the WeWork folks talking about office space sharing. What are you seeing as the impact on this new generational bulge coming in that I guess really hasn't started the real marriage and household formation part yet?
You know, it's a great question. I think the millennials, and I know we throw that term around loosely, but it is a generation defined basically by those born starting in about 1980 and going for the next 15 years or so. And if you look at and doing the math, you'll find that that generation is now kind of entering that prime home buying age. So the oldest of that generation is in their mid-30s, actually I might say mid to late 30s at this point. And because of a lot of the things that they've faced in their lives, they've gone to this kind of sharing economy. They've accepted it, they've embraced it, but they also are now facing the same realities that all the rest of the generations in the past faced, you know, in terms of forming households and wanting to be in good school districts and wanting a safe environment. And there was a study done by the Urban Land Institute about 3 years ago on this particular segment of our economy, and it turned out that this generation actually has a higher propensity to buy homes than previous generations. And I found that extremely interesting because that's not what you read in the press. You find everybody is now in this generation moving to the inner city, and they're moving into these rental communities so they can have walkability. That's a great segment when you're 25. It's a great place to be, but when you get to those buying ages, which is now into the mid-30s, I think we're going to start to see the behavior change. And quite frankly, I think this is the year 2017 when we're actually starting to see that happen.
You know, one of the things that I find to be the most valuable, and this is, we've done a couple of loans on, one of my clients is doing this right now. I find the close in, call it transitional housing, not suburbia, but a person can have a car and a half. They can have a backyard with a hot tub or maybe a place where the kid can have a basketball court. And I think that you're going to see more of that on the urban infill and not maybe as much as the far out urban sprawl just because of lifestyle issues. What's your thought on that?
Well, and we've certainly seen that occur over the last few years. And if you kind of take that to the next level with the proliferation of Uber and Lyft and some of the other kind of ride-sharing technology, what you'll now have is less of a need for these young families to have two, three, or four cars, many of which they did in the past, or at least our generations did. So now you may have one car as a family. You can still get around. You can still be walkable. But let's think about that. If you have a car and you've got a $300 or $400 a month payment just to maintain that car, that money is now available to you to be used for housing and other things. So that actually is a trend we're starting to see. The other thing we're starting to see is the fact that, yes, there's college loans and there's other things that are impacting this generation, perhaps disproportionately to previous generations. But the reality is this is a very discretionary group, but they still are looking for housing, as we all have. So I do know that this trend is ultimately going to move back into the suburbs. This generation is going to be there. They're going to behave much like we previously have done. However, it's just taking them longer to get there.
Now, one last question before we roll it over and get a couple of spots in here. I did want to ask you how Wall Street is viewing real estate today, both, I guess, Wall Street and also international, especially here in Miami. International is a big part. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, it's interesting because last year was such a peak year for international capital flowing into the market. And actually, in some cases, kind of blocked out some of the institutional money from domestically here in the U.S. But the reason it's so important is this is the money that funds our business. Without leverage, without the ability to use equity, we just couldn't afford the real estate that we have simply because of the prices. I expected this year to be of a transition year so that we might see a downtick in the amount of money coming into our industry. And now that I've been through a series of meetings, a series of programs like we're going to have next month in Miami, there are now a number of things that have changed my mind. I do believe that international capital will continue to flow into our market at an alarming rate, maybe you might say, simply because domestically in their countries, and I'll use China as an example, they have negative interest rates and they have political instability. They're trying to get their money out of it so they can keep it. The alternative is they keep it where they are and they potentially lose it. So they don't necessarily play for the same kind of return that our U.S. companies will. And so I expect this year to be another maybe record year in terms of capital flowing into our market. Just the geographies where it's coming from are going to start to change. And I'll look at Brazil because, of course, that is a big influence on the Miami market. And that, as you know, because of the recessionary situation they've got down there, has been trending negative. But for the most part, international capital, Europe and Asia has been coming in at alarming rates and to the positive.
What I want to do is I want to remind everybody that Steve is here thanks to IMN. IMN is going to have its real estate private equity forum and land building on land, home building, and condo development for the East Coast. It's going to be April 4th and 5th here in Miami. And for our listeners, you can use the code JF10, and that'll get you a 10% discount. So the IMN website, and then use the code JF10, and it gets you a 10% discount. You'll meet Steve, myself, a whole bunch of other people. And Steve, I went to a condo sales center opening yesterday that was attended by all kinds of people. So keep that in the back of your minds. We're going to talk a little bit about the Miami, the South Florida condo market with Steve right after this. It's going to be some great info you'll be able to make some great real estate decisions. So play us some music, Wanda. Yeah, Steve's helping everybody get satisfied with their real estate. Hey, you know who else satisfies me? My friends at Warren Henry. That's right. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. That's right. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect a child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child,
it's everything.
I commit my eyes,
my voice,
to protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Now, you're hearing Steve talk about the real estate market with me, and we're going to talk about the Miami condo market in just a second. Maybe you're a realtor, and you've got a client. They're from overseas. They're needing to close their loan. You can't get them financed. What are you going to do to earn your commission? Give me a call at 305-773-6300, and I'll help you get your client from Brazil or Venezuela or Colombia. Colombia is really it's an amazing economy what's going on in Colombia. Chile, the rest of South America, folks from Asia, folks from Europe. Hey, even Russians, we can get them financed. So give me a call, Jim Freed, at 305-773-6300. If you've got a special situation, I've got a loan for you. Our loans range from just a few a few hundred thousand dollars all the way up to $15 million. So give me a call, Jim Freed, at 305-773-6300. That's right. If you call me, it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we've got Steve Letera. He's the managing director at Myers Research out in Phoenix, but he studies the national market and local markets too. He's here to talk to us thanks to IMN. You can meet Steve, you can meet me, you can meet us at the event. That's right, the Real Estate Private Equity Forum on Land and Home Building and Condo Development. It's going to be April 4th and 5th here in Miami. If you want more information, go to the IMN website. And when you do, you can use the code JF10 because they're giving our listeners 10% off on the event. It's great. I always get good contacts and good information. And Steve and I are developing a relationship there at the events where I know I can call him and get the straight scoop. Now, Steve, the condo market in South Florida, I know it's segmented. I was at a new building sales center opening. It was spectacular. It was on the Miami River. The people that follow me on Facebook saw the whole thing. What are your thoughts on where we go next with condos in South Florida?
Well, you know, so the condo market is an interesting market because one of the challenges it has, it's typically, in Miami particularly, most of the condos tend to be high-rise. And high-rise condos create a specific type of challenge for capital because you have to put all the money in pretty much up front before you know if its project's going to be successful. And therefore, you're putting a lot of money in for a long absorption period, and therefore, you may have to play to multiple cycles. That has kept a lot of the money on the sidelines. And the reason I bring that up is the supply levels are still fairly low, and I expect them to stay fairly low. That said, the number of cranes, if you were to go through Miami a year or two ago and look around at the skyline and see the number of cranes, you might think I'm not saying the truth here. But the reality is there's only about 16 months of inventory in the greater Miami area. That's not a big number. In fact, 24 months we look at is equilibrium. So unless money really starts flowing back into the space, which I don't anticipate, because a lot of lenders are basically very disciplined right now as it relates to multifamily, I expect the market to stay very healthy.
Yeah, you know, I agree with you, and that's what I've been hearing from the real experts. There is only a certain about maybe 18-month supply in the most oversupplied markets, and with those closings coming up and a 2 to 3 year build cycle on some of these condos, there does seem to be a gap and an opportunity. And I agree with you completely. I always looked at a condo as a vertical. Subdivision, and in a subdivision, you can stop laying the infrastructure if the market times out. With a condo, you just got to go. So, you know, I love your, I think you're right on with your impressions on the Miami condo market, and we just don't have any detached single-family housing to speak of down here being developed anymore.
You know, it's amazing. I was looking at some numbers, and in 2016, there was about, in the CBSA, which is the entire metro area of Miami, Fort Lauderdale, West Palm Beach, there was only about 6,100 new home sales. There was 111,000 resales. So that's a market that's basically defined by resales. It's not, the new home market really isn't much of a contributor to the bottom line. And it's exactly because of what you're saying. We don't have a lot of capital flowing into this space. We just don't have a lot of land that will accommodate new subdivisions and quite frankly, high rises. And the other thing, of course, we've got a lot of lender discipline out there, which is keeping these projects, on the sideline, at least for now. So, you know, the other thing to think about, Jim, is the fact that foreclosure sales, which were a huge concern in this market just 3 or 4 years, maybe even 4 or 5 years ago, are basically way, way down. So there was about 30,000 foreclosure sales in 2011. We're now down at about 10 or 11,000. So it's down a third of what it was. And that, of course, was one of those big, scary bugaboos a lot of people get concerned about when looking at the housing market. And that's becoming much, much, much more manageable.
You know, there's so many other topics I want to talk about, including Wall Street's impact on the housing market and what's that going to do to the housing market. But we just don't have any time because I do want to get to some of your charitable activities that you have. It's really important to me. You know, you're involved with the Kidney Foundation. I really would like to see if you could talk just a little bit about what your thoughts are on the Kidney Foundation and why you got involved. Obviously, my wife, Vivian, needs a kidney. We're looking for a kidney for her. She's been on dialysis for 40 months. She got up today at about, oh, golly, she got up today at 5 o'clock in the morning. I don't know how she did it. I don't know how I did it. I got her up that early. But Steve, wow. why do you do the Kidney Foundation? It's really important. Why don't you give a little feedback on that?
Well, I'll start with, you know, I think everybody, if you have any measure of success in your life, you have an obligation to give back to the community. And you should probably choose one or two areas where you can be most impactful. And the National Kidney Foundation of Arizona is one of those areas that I chose to truly make an impact. And the impetus for my participation in that particular organization came when, shockingly, I was asked to participate in a Dancing with the Stars event, which was actually created and hosted by one of the founders of the TV show. She brought it out to Arizona. It was basically a fundraiser. And for some reason, I agreed to dance with a professional dancer in front of 1,100 people. And truly, the best dance moves I had were defined in seventh grade. And I haven't danced in the last 40 years. So I decided to do it, raised about $25,000. Net total for the entire organization was about $1 million. And it was extraordinarily gratifying to see people that really needed it. We actually had a few kidneys which were located and donated as a result of that event. So, I mean,
wow.
Just an enormously impactful program. We're thrilled to be a part of it. And it really is a great organization. And I wish your wife the best and hope we can find something for her as well.
Well, Steve, I can't wait to see you at the event again. It's the IMN Real Estate Private Equity Forum on land, home building, and condo development. Steve will be speaking. I'll be moderating. A lot of my good friends and a lot of great investors will be there. It'll be a place where a lot of thought leaders get together and share ideas. April 4th and 5th, go to the IMN website. Use the code JF10 to get a discount. I got to go, Steve. I think I'm running over. Wanda, how much time do I have left?
You're on your last legs.
I figured as much. I want to thank everybody, IMN, for coming in. Thanks for Brewster Kell. I want to thank Warren Henry Automotive, as always. Remember, join our community. Give us feedback and comments. If you missed today's show, it'll be up on our webpage, freedombusiness.com. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us next week on 8:80 a.m. It's Thursday at 6. Why? Because I just love doing this. Remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person wants to do something, finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. I hit the radio wall. I was driving. Trees went by. Me and Del were singing. Little runaway. I was flying. Yeah, running down a dream that never would come to me. Working on a mystery. Going wherever it leads. Running down a dream. I felt so good. Like anything was possible. Hit cruise control. Unstoppable. It was always cold, no sunshine. Yeah, running down a dream that never would come to me. Working on a mystery, going wherever it leads. Running down a dream.
This is a Bloomberg Market Minute.